We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four. Bob Flounders from Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross the Boss, Ross Tucker. I'm Andy Shea. We're closing out strong this week with segment three of the 25 most important Penn State players coming out of spring.
Totally confused me there because we're all raising four fingers because it's the fourth quarter of this edition.
Right?
And then you say segment three.
I
was like,
three.
Oh, okay. No, we're going to have to start over again.
No, it's part three. Would part three have been a better word?
The latest chapter.
Segment
three. It's almost a saga.
Okay. Yeah,
it's almost a saga.
It is a bit of a saga. You missed it.
A mini-series.
I go saga. I'm a saga guy, not a saga guy.
You missed 2 weeks ago when you weren't here. We had a little oops, but yeah, well, I had a little oops.
Got it.
So we're going through the guys.
I'm going to have to go back and listen. I like you.
No, I'm just going to tell you real quick. We're going through the guys. We're going through where we're at. First of all, we had a numbering issue that we had to work through. And then in the middle of it, Bob says, well, let's just remind everyone who the guys that we already covered in the last saga of this were. And I had deleted the guys from my list that we had already gone over, so I picked up, so I didn't have them. And so it was.
So anyway.
I blame a lot of that on Bob, by the way, for not letting you know that he was going to call you out on the other ones.
I was unprepared.
Yeah.
That's my responsibility
to
be prepared.
To fail.
Right.
All right,
so
what do you got?
We've gone through 11. We're going to pick up at number 14.
And these 14. Are the 25. This is one of those lists that Bob stole from me, right? Like 25 most important guys or
correct.
Something.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't I do this? I thought I did this.
There,
no, 25 didn't I do this last year?
Most important.
If I had to pick one word to describe Ross, it would be innovative.
Innovative.
I really do. That would be the word.
25 most important players coming out of spring heading into fall.
Okay.
And the interesting part is, well, we discussed it the first time was who didn't make the list. But we're at number 14. We've got 11 of them done.
Okay.
So number 14 is linebacker Koa Farmer.
Yeah.
Wow. That feels low.
Low being he should be lower down the list or high?
What low is meaning he should be closer to one.
Okay.
Yes.
I just think he's the best linebacker they have returning, but in a lot of ways that's damning with faint praise because they don't have anyone else back.
So I'll tell you who we've already covered. So that way you've got
good
a better
idea.
Perspective
good
of
idea.
The list.
And that way if you don't have the list this time, that's a real mistake.
I'm getting myself I'm trying to square myself away. 25 was safety Garrett Taylor, 24 was defensive end Yetur Gross-Matos, 23 was offensive lineman Michael Mennett, 22 linebacker Cam Brown, 21 defensive end Shane Simmons, 20 was defensive end Shaka Toney, 19 was the Lion Tommy Stevens, 18 defensive tackle Robert Windsor, 17 was Ryan Buchholz, 16 was offensive lineman Chaz Wright, and 15 was Steven Gonzalez. We just did 14.
Okay.
That's where we're at. So now you got a better picture of who might be out there and
yeah,
all
I mean,
of that.
It's still, to me, surprising. I would think that Koa Farmer would be higher, meaning closer to one, Bob. I would think he'd be – look, he's the only really known commodity at linebacker.
He is.
He's made some plays.
Cam Brown maybe? No.
No, I would say not at all.
Cam Brown didn't make the list, by the way.
Cam Brown's on the list.
Oh, yeah, Cam Brown's on the list.
If Cam Brown is a known commodity, what's known is not real good, I would say. I mean, what's known is that he's a great athlete that still isn't quite sure what he's doing all the time, and hopefully that changes this year.
I would say that the last couple of years, and you can include Jason Kabinda and Manny Bowen, who is no longer with the team, they have – some and Ross has talked about this. They've had some athletic players, but they have not had a lot of plays from any of the linebacker positions. The last linebacker at Penn State that really made plays consistently was Mike Hull.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Koa Farmer is athletic. He's the guy that they play out in space. He's the guy they ask to cover. But at the end of the day, you guys, if you got to show up either in tackles for loss, forced fumbles. You got to be able to blitz and get home. You got to be able to cover. One of those things has to happen for you to be an impact player at linebacker. And Koa is their most athletic linebacker. But until he can start making some more plays consistently, I just don't feel like he deserves to be much higher, I would say.
All right, he just defended himself there for
– I like it. No,
I like it well. Number 13 is safety Nick Scott.
Yeah, Ross, so my reasoning with Nick Scott is I think that he is athletically pretty comparable to what Troy Apke was last year. But again, he's...
Don't you think he's more the Mark Allen, though?
I don't know.
Marcus Allen?
I don't know that I've seen him actually ring anyone's bell.
But I mean the role.
Well, he... Yeah,
I picture Garrett Taylor being more of the center fielder like Apke was... And Nick Scott being more in the box like Marcus Allen was.
He could be. I mean, and we still have to see them play it out. Garrett Taylor, obviously, with a cornerback's background, is going to be better in coverage. But I think I meant in terms of being a fifth-year guy that actually can kind of do some things and will draw interest from the NFL because mm-hmm. he can definitely run. But again, the fact that Garrett Taylor and I think that Nick Scott are being looked at as the first team safeties speaks to their development, but it also speaks to some other guys not kind of seizing the opportunity behind them, whether it's injury or
guys like John Patricia and Aaron Monroe.
Yeah, guys like that.
What are they? This is their fourth year for both of them, am I correct? Yeah, they're both fourth year guys that they took a fifth year guy and transferred him over and converted positions, and he's ahead of them on the depth chart.
And neither safety last year was really that disruptive in the passing game. Marcus Allen was never really a pass defender. Troy Apke obviously runs well, but I just don't remember a lot of plays that he made.
He did not play like a 4-3 40 guy.
So these guys are all...
There's some plays I remember where he did not look very fast.
They're all kind of the same to me until somebody they have to step up and actually deliver on their athletic ability.
I feel like safety is a poor man's tight end. In terms of, we really don't know anything about these guys. There's a bunch of guys on scholarship there that we think somebody decent will come out of it, but we don't really know. I think the guy I feel best about would be Nick Scott because I've seen him do it on special teams a lot.
Well, then that makes sense why Garrett Taylor was further down the list, closer to 25 than one. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We're on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. We're closing out Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We've got the 25 most important players version. This is our third time.
We're almost halfway home.
We are going to go to number 12, which is cornerback Amani O. Since you say his name best, you can finish it, Bob.
I'm the only guy that can pronounce this guy's name.
I don't want to butcher
it. Aro-Warie. It's not really that hard.
I start with Amani the Abra. Amani O.
I'm seeing more and more rankings that have him as a top 50 player in the country. Top 50. Top 50 senior in the country, I guess I should say. Top 50 senior going into the year. But yet he's barely top 10 Penn State player. Isn't that interesting? On Bob's list,
someone's going to be looking good or someone's going to be looking not great.
Well, I think your point is they have John Reed, they have Tariq Castro-Field, like Aro-Warie.
See,
definitely
just
not right.
Amani O.
Definitely
Amani
not right.
Just
Amani O.
I refuse to do it.
Darn that kid's parents. Anyway, I understand this ranking. I don't have a lot of beef with this. I mean, there aren't many teams where you'll say the 10th most important player on the team is a top 50 player in the country for the draft rankings. But if we're talking about most important to Penn State, if they lost him, it'd be bad. Right. But then Reed and Tariq Castro-Fields would be the corners, and they'd probably move Lamont Wade potentially back to be the nickel corner.
They like the Johnson kid, too, coming off the red shirt.
Right.
Is it Donovan Johnson, I believe.
And Zach McPherson did not have a bad spring at all.
So Amani led the team in interceptions last year with 4. Second team all Big Ten pick as the number 3 corner. A lot of people thought maybe their starting corners were a little bit better, but he had 4 interceptions. I thought he had some really good games. I didn't think he had a good game against Ohio State. He's got length. He can run. He should definitely be better this year. He was the number 4 corner in 2016 that got picked on. But I think if he betters what he did in 2017, like Ross said, a lot of people in February thought Christian Campbell would be a 3rd-round pick, and then he ended up, I think, being a 6th-round pick. So you just have to be a little bit patient, I think, with the rankings. I don't think he's better than Christian Campbell. I think he's a little bit he's not quite in Christian Campbell's class, so we'll see.
All right, let's keep moving. Number 11, a guy that's kind of got lost in the shuffle a little bit this spring, it seems, is offensive tackle Will Fries. I mean, coming off the bowl game, you thought that's your At least I thought that's
by the way,
left tackle.
For some reason, I thought Amani O was 10. I kept saying 10. He was actually 12.
He was 12. I don't have a number.
We're going to bring a chart in. We're going to bring a chart in.
It's right behind you. We got this Labatt Blue.
We got the Labatt's Blue.
Whiteboard. We got a Labatt Blue chart. Promotional whiteboard. We should absolutely do that. Anyway, so Amani O, you have him 12? He's top 50. Yeah. You have him 12?
Now you're incredulous.
But like now it. You have fries. Is this 11 or 10?
11.
11.
How many more do we have to do?
We're getting as far as we need to get. We're just going to keep rolling.
Oh, right. There's no. It's very relaxed. Yeah.
We have two minutes to talk about
Little
fries, I would say.
I think this is too high. I mean, I love Will Fries, but right now they don't even have him starting.
I know.
They have, and how can you justify, Bob, a swing offensive lineman as being the 11th most important player on the team, more important than a top three round corner, and more important than clearly the best linebacker? This is a flawed list.
You're not
getting the 409 tailgate club basket. I'm telling you that right now.
I think he's Penn State's best offensive tackle. I think Ryan Bates is Penn State's best offensive guard who can play pretty good left tackle or right tackle. I don't know what the thinking is to start Chaz Wright at right tackle and have Will Fries maybe be the first tackle off the bench. I'm kind of hoping it sorts itself out. But what I saw from Will Fries last year, he was better to me than the other two tackles.
We gotta find out what happened there.
Yeah,
I was shocked. I don't understand.
When they came out for the Blue White game, yes. I was like, I felt like Top Gun. You're gonna do what? I'm gonna hit the brakes. They're gonna go right by me. You're gonna do what? You're not gonna put fries out there? I'm with you. But the way it looks right now, he should not be 11 on your list.
Just remember, last year he wasn't really in the conversation. Andrew Nelson was. There was the Iowa game, which kind
Nelson of, didn't. Nelson didn't get a shot in the league, did he?
No.
And
then, did he even try to?
No.
I felt like once Will got on the field, he more than held his own. I thought he got better, and I just don't understand the thought process. I just know that I think he's their best tackle.
So here's my one thought: is it possible that Fries can play left and right, but Chaz Wright really can't play
Correct.
Left?
I agree with that.
And Ryan Bates, they really don't want to put over sure. it right, and Ryan Bates is going to start, yep. and that. They're best served right now having Fries be able to play both, and then maybe in camp he beats out Chaz for right.
It certainly wouldn't surprise me if that happened.
And that's okay, by the way, because if Bates gets hurt, you can bump Fries from right to left and put Chaz right in at right.
I don't know. That's why you use the term lost in the shuffle. I think during the spring he got lost in the shuffle. All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Thank you, gentlemen. On behalf of the Keystone Sports Network, everybody have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.